This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello, you're listening to Shag Marinoid with me, Rosie Ramsey, and my husband, Christopher Ramsey.
Yes, and we're not here. Oh, we're
no,
technically.
We are. We're on tour.
We're on tour. So this is an episode, a Questions from the Public special, which has been recorded the week previous, just to sort of there.
It's a buffer. We are going to be doing the podcast whilst we're on tour, so yeah. Don't worry about that.
Just
it's
not
be
this
around.
First week, because it's absolutely nuts. And I've got children in need as well.
You have got children in need. Cheating on the podcast
yeah. To
help them kids.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's what I do. When children need call, I come a running. Even moved a date for it, didn't I?
You did.
Look, can it? Cannot argue when BBC Children in Need need you. Anyway.
Loads of other people could have asked. Not going to lie.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm just, you know.
You're gagging
just,
to do it.
I'm just a nice guy. Just a nice
it's
guy.
It's pretty cool. Do you feel pretty cool that you host Children
It's still
in
ridiculous.
Need?
It's still absolutely ridiculous that I'm one of the hosts of Children yeah. in Need. It's still absolutely nuts. Yeah. Every year they interview us and they go like, are you excited? And I'm like, I'm not even excited because I always just think it's a wind-up that I'm part of such a... I don't want to get too, you know, and it's great. It's on tonight. If you're listening to this on Friday as this comes out, it's on tonight. So, you know, if you can help... Do if you can text in or if you can give a couple of quid, do. But if not, just enjoy the show. I've got some mint stuff lined
up. Do you not
up.
Think sometimes
awesome.
In life it's weird little things like that you go, oh my God, I can't believe I'm doing this. And everyone thinks, well, no, that's a big thing. But sometimes it can be something really silly. Like my agent will ring me and she'll go, such and such a beat. And I'll go, oh, I'll lose my mind. And she'll be like, oh, I didn't think it was that exciting.
Yeah. Well, it depends what's exciting to you, doesn't it?
Lee, my agent, she's Australian, so she doesn't have the same back reference as me. So she'll be like, this program's been in touch. And I'll go, oh my God, I love that. And she's thinking, well, it's actually a bit shit, but fine.
We're like, but I love it. But yeah, so, yeah, no, Children Needs just one of them things. It's just like a sort of institution, isn't it? British institution.
Oh, yeah.
It's
yeah.
well cool. But listen, that will happen tonight. Now what's going to happen is you're going to hear some awful questions, awful stories, and awful tales from yourselves. And we'll bloody love you for it. So thank you very much. And we'll be back with a proper podcast next week.
I've got something else to say.
Have you?
Don't cut me off.
I didn't, man.
I think you're going to cut me off.
Is that what they say?
Don't know.
Okay, good.
I didn't mind it. What is the word?
Oh, I don't care. Just.
Oh, no, it's going to. I'm going to. No,
kill
us.
No, come on.
Oh,
come
shit. On. Didn't want to cut.
So you didn't have to cut me off. I don't know what it is.
We are nothing. Didn't really need
have your friends collect your records and then change your number. Is it that one?
That sounds like. Do you hear it?
No, I'm sure they do. I'm sure there's a have your friends collect your records.
I'm so sorry. I forgot what I was going to say. Oh, well done.
What?
Fuck
oh,
you.
Sorry, that was you?
Fuck you.
That was you?
I've remembered.
Great.
So, how do you listen to this? How the fuck are you still listening
to this?
Shit,
like, I couldn't listen to this.
Shit, absolutely not. Oh, no, I could, you know, because I listen to some podcasts and the talk utter bullshit and I listen to the full thing all the way through and it makes me feel better about this podcast because I listen to them and they just talk, and mostly Real Housewife podcasts, and they talk utter garbage about where they've been and what they've been doing. And I think this is bullshit, but I leave it on. Yeah. So I think ours is a little bit more interesting. Anyway, I was going to say, some people might prefer these, where it's just questions from the public.
Yeah, yeah.
Just 100%. Depends what your bag is.
Less.
That's what I was going to say.
That was it. So what you were trying to make a point that people might prefer these ones because there's less blabbering from us.
Mm.
And what you did was... extend our blabbering.
Quick question.
Yeah.
You know how I updated my laptop?
Yeah.
Where the fuck's Safari? It's gone.
Oh, fuck's sake.
It's not on the
this
bottom.
This is honestly non-stop. This is non-stop.
Mm.
So there's a little key towards the top. I think it's F3, which it's a few little squares.
Eh? What? No.
Oh, no. right, do a, you see, look me hand, guys.
Do this off the here.
No, this is fun. So you see me hand, how I'm doing that. I'm doing
grab.
Do a grab on your thing. Do a grab on your trackpad. Yeah, do a grab on your trackpad.
Yeah.
There we go.
It's there, top right. left hand.
Click on Safari. Click on it.
Yeah.
Now it'll have opened.
This is horrible.
No, it'll have opened, but it'll also be in the dock on the bottom.
Yes.
Now right click, double click, like two fingers, click on the dock on the bottom. Right.
Two fingers on the Safari.
On go on Safari and click on your trackpad. Two fingers, like that.
Yeah.
And a menu comes down.
Yeah.
Keep in dock will be there. Press keep in dock.
Doesn't say keep in dock.
Okay. Well, I don't know then. I'll have to come round.
Oh, it does.
Of course, you don't fucking read. You don't even look.
You can't even look.
Honestly. Honestly. No wonder IT people are so pissed off because they've got to deal with fucking fools
time
like you all the time.
Questions from the public.
Oh, I don't even want it. Well, there's not going to be a podcast this week because I've fucking got a nosebleed.
Oh, good. Leave us. I hope you do. We'll have a lovely time without you. Wow.
We had a fight about the jingle. Jingle. We couldn't settle on a jingle. Jingle. So this is the jingle. Jingle. We hope you like the jingle. Jingle.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Jingle!
Hi, Rosie and Chris.
I don't know, I haven't done it.
Oh.
It's time for questions from the public.
Questions from the
public. As always, if you'd like to get in touch, it's shagmarinoid@gmail.com.
Hi, Rosie and Chris. All the stories of male strippers that have been coming up have inspired me to share my own story. So this is POV.
Got you.
Of a male stripper.
Oh, he's a male stripper?
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Oh, Robin keeps saying POV, like in real life.
He keeps saying bro and he keeps saying POV and I'm like, oh my God.
Did we tell them about Postman Pat? I think we did, didn't we?
I don't think we did. No.
Watching an old Postman Pat. I'm sure we did, Chris.
Don't think we did. I honestly don't think we did.
Well, you'd say it because I can't remember the exact word.
I think we told other people, but I don't think we did it on the podcast.
Go on then.
Well, we'll put the old Postman Pat on.
Old one, yeah. Nostalgia.
Nostalgia. Lovely. So gentle. So nice.
Mm-hmm.
He's talking away. Obviously, he's just got a little plastered smile on his face.
Mm-hmm.
And Robin, out of nowhere, just went, bro's mouth isn't even moving.
Whatever, okay.
Fuck's sake.
I think it goes without saying, I'd like to keep some anonymity.
Anonymity.
Anonymity here.
Yeah.
So when I was in my early 20s, I used to actually be a male stripper.
Okay.
Wow. Don't judge. I was a hungry student who didn't know any better. That's
fine. Couldn't think of a more terrifying job.
Yeah, awful.
Could not think of a more terrifying job.
Well, I did, but I didn't care. Right. It was mostly hen parties. Mm-hmm. I only did it for a year before I couldn't cope with it.
Wow.
Aside from all the hard work you have to do to keep your body in shape, it was pretty difficult explaining to your flatmates why you have a collar and bow tie in your wardrobe. You mustn't have told anyone. Oh my gosh.
Secret stripper.
Mm.
Goodness me.
Anyway, I digress. So this particular incident happened on a hen do. Side note, people think men are pervs. Women are worse.
Wow.
I'll never forget the sight of a woman sucking her drink through a dick straw while she's staring at me as I'm dancing around naked looking like she either wants to fuck me, kill me, eat me, or all three. I can kind of see where he's coming from. Some women go mad. Like,
yeah, well, yeah, in the mood and in the moment, you know, like, it's a weird thing, isn't it? You can say, oh, women are worse, but, you know, I mean, he doesn't know what it's like to be a female stripper. So he's seen women in that scenario.
What do you always say? It always goes down to the point of, you know, what's it? Like men are stronger and men are more, what's the word?
I don't know what you're talking about.
That doesn't matter then.
There can be pervy and stuff, but he might not feel threatened because he's a man. He's obviously a stripper. He's a muscly bloke.
Uh-huh.
So she can look at him and he can be like, oh God, she's, but he's not. He's probably not scared for his safety.
Yes.
Probably the dark for the podcast, but that's the point.
It's not dark. It's true life, Chris.
Yeah, it's true.
Women are scared.
Yeah.
I spend most of my adult life
being
scared, which is really, really fucking sad.
Aww.
Anyway. It says, anyway, the story. As I was saying, it was a standard gig. Love how he's calling them gigs.
Gig.
There were around 20 women in attendance at this evening at a church function room. Yes, seriously. There was a small stage set up, but with these things, you genuinely are expected to mingle amongst the crowd, put on a show. I wonder who taught him to be a stripper.
That's a good question. That's a really good question. I don't know how you just... Your first gig as a stripper must be fucking terrifying.
Oh, God.
Especially a private gig. Like, you're not just at a strip club copying off everyone else.
Yeah.
It's a private gig.
Yeah.
Oh, crazy. Nah.
So I come out and I'm doing my thing. I won't bore you with the incredibly embarrassing details, but needless to say, I end up with everything on show.
Great.
Now, the towel thing that was mentioned in episode 187, 186, it was a recent one. Gosh, that's a while back. The towel thing was a common occurrence at these gigs. I was working my way through the audience, getting grabbed and felt up by most of the women. I used the towel as a bit of a prop at times. No, Chris, I didn't floss my arsehole with it, but I would hide my dick and sort of tease them with a little glimpse.
I've remembered what I was talking about now.
Okay.
They said that the floss their arse, they put it at the front.
Yeah. And he's waiting for the Viagra to kick in.
Oh my gosh.
So he must have to take Viagra.
Oh my gosh. Well, the exit must be terrifying.
Yeah. Then, pow, shock them with the fully hard dick.
Shock them! Running out of the room.
Oh my God! It says, I'm blessed / cursed with an above average dick size. Right, size dick even. Which is one of the reasons I even thought about this line of work, so it gets a bit of attention. Okay, right, now it makes sense.
That makes sense.
But this particular night, there was a woman who looked in her late 30s, early 40s. She almost jumped across the table when she saw it. She started dancing and rubbing up against me. Oh, I think she might have had a few too many drinks.
Sounds like it.
The rest of the crowd was a mixture of laughter, cheering, at the odd embarrassed looks. This is when things took a turn. I'm there to be a piece of meat, essentially, so I usually go with whatever they want.
Oh, God.
This woman starts slowly wanking me off and then gets down on her knees.
Never in the
world. So with the towel in my hand, I put it over her head and she starts sucking.
In front of everyone!
I notice the bride-to-be all of a sudden has this horrified look on her face.
It's our mother-in-law.
Some of the women around her start looking horrified too. I whip off the towel and the woman keeps going. Normally, it's a bit of a clue to stop, but she didn't stop.
Normally, it's a bit of a...
It must happen all the time.
Ridiculous line of work you're in.
Things are getting weird now because all the cheering and laughing are slowly dying down and more of the women are looking shocked.
I feel like I want
to
die.
I have to stop this. I try to slowly coax her off my dick and lift her up and swing her around a little, showing off the muscles. And I put her back down and start heading back towards the stage. I see out the corner of my eye three of the women dragging this woman back to her seat. Wow. I continue on with the show for another half hour, and after the big finish, I don't wank off into someone's hand, awful. I head back to the dressing room.
What? I thought that's how it all finished.
Ew. Which in this venue was a small kitchen area.
Great. Brilliant.
The maid of honour comes backstage to thank me for the performance and asks if I'd like to give her a private performance. Jesus Christ, these women need to get some dick.
Jesus.
I'm seeing nothing on what I replied. Ooh. But I had to ask her what was all the commotion about with the woman. So, and bear in mind I'm 22 here. That woman was not in her late 30s, early 40s. She was in fact 59 years old and the bride's mother.
Actual mother!
The bride's mother, who was still happily married to her father.
No!
Needless to say, I think the next morning was going to be extremely awkward. Then again, maybe it's like Vegas. What happens on a hen do stays on a hen do.
That is mental.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Yep. What do you make of that? Bit intense, isn't it?
Bloody hell. Mm-hmm. Oh,
all right?
Actual Matt. No, it just feels a bit... Oh, it's weird. It's weird, that.
Is it? I don't know. I mean, it is. But, like, you know what? You don't know what people get up to.
Imagine, though, your ma on your hen night. Just... Oh,
it'd be horrific.
I love that she just ran across the room. Just, oh.
She's like, starving for it. I need it.
Like a wrestler when they're going to do like an elbow drop from the. I just imagine how, like, you know, when they jump off the top of the ring and it's like, ah, just imagine her flying across the room like, rah.
Hilarious. I need the toilet.
Okay, good stuff.
I'll be back in a minute. Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, Rosie and Chris. Me and my partner were on holiday in a popular Spanish resort, normally compared to Blackpool in the sun.
Benidorm.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah. Why is that bit secret? Why is that bit anonymous?
I mean, I don't know. We'll find out.
We were on a holiday in a popular resort, not seeing where it is, but it took 2.5 hours to get there. We flew with a popular airline and we landed in a place that rhymes with Gallagher. Fucking... What are you doing?
We were out one night on the gay scene making our way around the bars. I didn't know Benidorm had a gay scene.
I mean, why not?
Have you ever been at Maspalomas?
Nope.
Oh, it's brilliant.
What is that? Is that
it's in Gran Canaria.
I was going to say Canary Islands.
Absolutely mint. Yeah, me and my friend went there years ago.
Yeah.
Must have only been like early 20s. Oh, one of the best holidays I've ever had. We just went all the drag shows every night. It was absolutely mint.
Got you.
Class, 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 class. We entered this bar that is male only, adults only. When entering, the bar was small, darkly lit, with the bar running along one side.
Oh, I don't know. I don't like the way this is going. I don't like where this is going.
We ordered our drinks and pulled up a seat at the bar.
Doesn't sound hygienic. I'm just starting right there. It doesn't sound hygienic.
Okay.
Men only, adults, darkly lit. There's going to be spunk everywhere. Get a black light in there. It's going to be spunk everywhere. Come on, carry on.
My partner needed the loo, so off he went to use them.
Oh, God.
At this point, it's probably important to say my partner always tries to go to a cubicle as he does not like using the urinals, but unfortunately, the only cubicle was out of order.
Yep.
The urinals in this bar were basically kegs, but in half and plumped.
I understand. Like
plumped in with a mirror running on the wall in front.
Yeah, like does half kegs. Sense? Yeah, yeah. So like sort of, you know, novelty. Novelty urinals.
Yes.
A keg.
We've got a mirror in front of them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, there's a mirror in front of urinals. No, sometimes there is.
All right,
not all the time.
I was sitting at the bar enjoying my drink when I glanced up and saw my partner's flaccid dick urinating through a glass panel behind the bar. Basically, the toilets / urinals were situated behind the bar with a one-way see-through mirror.
Oh my God, I did not see that. That I'd be fucking devastated.
Imagine. So that's... when going to the loo, it looks like a mirror in front of you, but everyone in the bar can see you on the other side. This had me in stitches knowing how private he is. It's safe to say we had to stay for a few drinks to see the faces of others who unexpectedly pissed in front of a crowd.
Oh.
That's horrendous. Is that legal?
I'm sorry. That I mean, what is that supposed to be sexy? Is it supposed to be a prank?
I don't know.
You know, nothing makes me fancy another pint and a couple of nibbles like watching strangers piss against a fucking mirror.
It's awful, isn't it?
That's minging. I'd be heartbroken.
Would you?
I'd be so sad. I'd be
but
so sad.
But it would
sad.
Be quite hilarious if you sat there and be, yeah. Like, it, sadly, he went to the toilet as soon. You go to the toilet as soon as you get somewhere.
Oh,
it would be you.
Yeah, I would, yeah.
You'd be the first one.
I'd need the toilet and I'd run into. Oh, yeah. Devastated. Oh, that's so fucking harsh. I wonder if you could probably sue them for that, you know.
Do you think?
Yeah, I reckon so. Yeah. I reckon you could probably sue them for that. Now, in this day and age, 100%.
Yeah.
That bar won't exist anymore.
No, this no might chance. Have been a long time ago.
No chance.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Hello, Chris and Rosie. Classic opening here. Long-time listener, first-time emailer.
Love it.
I have a story for you, which I hope will cringe you out as much as it still does me.
Great.
I was listening to Kegs Full of Caca with a poor girl...
Sorry.
...bit her date's penis off in front of his grandparents. Remember? I don't think she bit it off.
I do not remember that in any way.
I think she was
way.
In the car.
Oh, God.
And it reminded me of a time me and my boyfriend got a bit frisky in the car. Do you remember how she was in the car and his grandparents had to come pick them up?
Oh, I do remember that. Yeah, awful. Scarred for life.
Yeah. We both worked together at the time in a pet shop. We were the second to last shop to closing in the evening at the retail park. So when we both got off at close, we would drive to the back of the car park and make out in the car. Oh, the good old days.
Oh, God.
Finishing at the pet store and gonna make out in the car.
What, fucking hog. Stinking of guinea pigs in that. Fuck, what? Why? Oh, I can't wait. Oh, look here. I can't wait again.
Question.
You've been
cleaning out the goldfish today.
You've been cleaning out the goldfish. You've been putting new fucking sawdust in the hamster cages, are you? You got nice old sawdusty hands, are you? Get your sawdusty hands around this knob in the back of my Fiesta.
We're just making out. They're just kissing. I've got a question.
Yeah.
Do pet shops still exist?
Yes.
Do they?
Yeah. Where? Are you mad?
Like little ones, independent ones.
Don't know. Pets at home, massive.
Right, there you go. The big ones, aye. But the little ones, don't remember the little ones, man?
Yeah, I do, yeah.
We used to just go on a Saturday afternoon for something to do.
Yeah, there was one at Chichester Metro Station.
Yeah.
Just go and look at the hamsters.
You're like, Mum, can we go to the pet shop just to see all the random shit that there was?
See all the animals, mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I don't know.
Smell it. Can you smell it?
I can smell it, yeah.
I can smell
sawdust,
it.
Sawdust and hamster shit. Hamster piss as well. Mm. Milky hamster piss. White. Weird. A full day of dealing with all that would not want me. I'd, you know me. I'd be like, should we go and make out in the car? I'd go, let's go home and have showers first. Then let's make out in the
he's
car.
So exciting, isn't he? Can you imagine being married to this?
Yeah.
This is our life.
Yeah.
You are, you know, Bridesmaids.
Yeah.
You know when she's with that guy.
No, never seen it.
Oh, well, you won't know.
Okay. Good chat.
That's you.
Yeah, you know that thing you haven't seen. Yeah,
she that's basically you. Hates okay. him because he like makes her shower all the time before sex.
Okay.
She let you all know just to wind Chris up. I don't shower before sex at all.
Just
scruffy.
Really showers in real life.
Do it all the time.
Yeah.
We both lived with our families, and it was early days, so didn't want to bring each other home yet. Also, for reference, our colleagues had suspected there was a romance, but we had been denying it as we didn't want to be the centre of the works gossip.
Oh, well, yeah, parking around the back of the shop. Best place to park if you don't want to get found out. Idiots!
Anyway, it was around November time, so the lights had pulled in. Is that a thing?
The lights had pulled in. You mean it's dark night?
It's dark night, yeah.
The lights had pulled in?
That might be a thing that people see in that area where they live. The nights are drawn in nights.
Yeah.
The nights are drawn in.
Nights or lights?
The nights.
Or nights. The nights had pulled in.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Like, I'll allow it, but I'm not happy with it.
I know what you mean. We say some fucking random shit on here, though. So this might be a thing from bloody Lancashire.
The nights had pulled in.
Yeah.
It just sounds a bit Lord of the Rings, that's all. Do you know what I mean?
It is.
Frodo. Make sure you take the ring to Mordor before the knights pull in.
Yeah. I like it, actually. I'm going to start using it in sentences.
Do you know what it is? Annoyingly, I quite like it as well.
Yeah. How are you feeling now that the knights have pulled in?
I'm going to start seeing it regularly, people around here, and judging their reactions. Knights have pulled in, haven't they?
Yeah.
I'm going to start seeing it to strangers.
Yeah.
Just wait.
We got finished at work and, as usual, drove to the back of the car park. Things had progressively been getting steamier, so I thought I would speed up the process. And before leaving for work, I got changed into lingerie under my work clothes. What?
In the car park?
Went in the car after about 30 minutes of chatting and laughing.
Sorry. Nothing says sexy than getting changed into your lingerie in the fucking room of a pet shop.
I mean, there's making out in a car and then there's getting sexy lingerie on for a car. That's a bit
weird.
I'm happy for that.
No, cars have got windows.
Mm-hmm. 30 minutes of chatting and laughing, we started making out. I took my clothes off and surprised him. getting you in the front seat. Hang on a minute, I've got a lovely surprise
for you. So ridiculous.
1 minute.
Yeah.
It really takes away from in a film when they come round the bathroom door.
Yeah.
Just in the passenger seat. Don't look, but ta-da.
Foot up on the fucking dashboard.
Clothes in a pile in the bloody footwell. Oh, as you can imagine, this went down well and we were doing more than smooching.
Smooching. I've never heard the likes of it.
I went down on him, and as he was reaching to the good part, someone knocked at the car window.
Fantastic.
With a torch pointing straight at us.
Fantastic.
We immediately panicked, thinking it was a colleague spying on us, and I was even more devastated to find the police telling my partner to open his door. He quickly pulled up the front of his pants. I tried to grab my clothes to hold over myself and cover up the fact I was sitting there in stockings in a sexy bra and knickerset.
I'm so embarrassed for yous.
The police officer wiped his finger across the window and said, "What were you up to in here, guys?" Wiped finger. It's a bit steamy.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I just sit there in silence thinking I'm going to prison. And my charm-talking boyfriend has a conversation with him saying, "We're just finished work and we're just chatting." After questioning where we work, the officer then recognises my partner and said, "Oh, his name. You sold me a hamster last week. And started asking us questions about the best care to give his new friend.
He's got a hard on. She's in lingerie. And he's like, oh, well, yeah, the two, they are nocturnal. Like, so, yeah. And you can train them, but, you know, not to do tricks and stuff. And, yeah, you know, yeah, sometimes they won't eat it. They'll put it in their cheeks and then it'll be in their house and stuff. Make sure you change the padding in the house every couple of days. Oh, fuck me.
He eventually leaves us full of knowledge and myself full of shame, but prison free. He came in again the week after with his family and I served him on the till and he gave me a wink. Needless to say, we didn't do that again and I now have a phobia of dwarf hamster healthcare.
Oh, there you go. I was a dwarf fast then, Russian dwarf hamsters. Fast little fuckers.
That's what I used to have, yeah.
Yeah, fast as fuck them. Not fun. Not fun at all.
Oh, no. No. Hamsters, no. They don't want to be there. They do just not want to live in your house.
I am fully against pets who are just trying to escape the whole time.
They didn't want to be there. Never. You can't cuddle a hamster. Yeah, you can cuddle rabbits.
They don't like you.
You can. You can. Yeah. What's my hamster called again?
Oh, my God, no one cares. My cousin's got guinea pigs and you can cuddle them. So, yeah, fair enough.
Guinea pigs are loud as fuck.
Are they? Just...
That's a guinea pig.
Rosie, I thought there was one in the room. I thought that was a...
Thank you.
Fantastic. Thank you. And seen.
Thank you.
I bet that's what them two sounded like in that car.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, I am drunk when sending this, so now I probably shouldn't be doing it. Please keep me anonymous.
Fantastic. Wow. Let's quickly get this out there before they retract it.
So at the age of 18, we went on the traditional girls go midway. What does that mean?
Girls go midway?
I think she's pissed, so it must just mean go away.
Was it girls' abroad. Holiday?
Girls' holiday. Girls' good holiday grief. Was just what girls go midway.
I was going to. I'm not Googling girls go midway. I'm not Googling that at all. Who knows what that'll bring up.
No. We were in Ayanapa and partook in the traditional events. However, my friend was feeling particularly promiscuous and met a man on the second night. She went back with him and had a very boring non-story shag. However...
Listen. They don't all have to be disgusting and screaming and stuff getting stuck off people's arses and fucking condoms flying off balconies. Sometimes they can just have a nice little sex and then they can go home.
Yeah,
right?
Very non-story.
Yeah.
Has to be a little bit of a story. Has
no,
to
that
be
doesn't.
At least
sometimes
a bit
you can
enjoyable.
Just go and have a bit of holiday, iron up a missionary and back out on the strip.
Oh.
Listen.
Well, she hasn't enjoyed it, I don't think.
Right, well, however, okay, well, you have to enjoy it.
We decided to go out the next night and we were in a club. She was getting with the man in the corner of the club having an excellent slaggy time when the guy pulled out a used condom from her vagina. The end.
Oh, God. Oh, for God.
I'm just glad they used a condom.
Oh, but yeah, you don't store it afterwards.
Why is it left inside?
Oh, some people.
How does that happen?
Some people are disgusting.
Some people just use their vagina as a little wardrobe. Oh, and I'm not okay
honestly,
with it.
Fucking like a Ford Focus glove box.
Oh, God. Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, Chris and Rosie. I've just listened to the episode 179 where Robin's latest thing is to pretend he doesn't know Chris in public and scream, claim stranger danger. He hasn't done
thankfully,
that one for a while.
He stopped that.
Yeah.
Oh, it's thing, horrible.
I know.
That was horrible.
The things little kids say. It reminded me of an absolute gem from one of my year one students. Obviously, please keep me anonymous because I'm a teacher.
Of course.
Early in my career, I used to have to visit a very posh private school and teach groups of little year ones the recorder. Can you imagine the hell? Thank God those days are over. My favourite part of any lesson is always asking the kids if they have any questions. Inevitably, they are always questions and inevitably, the questions are never actually about music or even anything to do with anything. But it's always a great way to find out the gossip on what's going on at home because, of course, we all know little kids can't lie.
No.
I dread to think what Robin tells his teachers about us.
God.
I swear to God. Once...
Just last night, you were wearing one of our Shag Marinoid onesies around the house.
Mm-hmm.
And I did the design for the back mm-hmm. and I say, like, something like, you fucking giant baby. But mm-hmm. obviously it's F*ING. He knew what it meant.
You've
got the F word on the back of there. I know. Was like, oh,
well, now shagged. I'm sorry, shagged is the word is everywhere in our house because it's all, you know, all the stuff that we've got.
Plus all the graffiti and you do. You write
of course,
it everywhere.
Yeah,
you can't
yeah,
stop
shagged,
yourself.
Shagged. he now just says it all the time. He's like, shagged. And I'm like, you can't. And he says, is it a bat? Is it a swear word? And I'm like, not really, but it's an adult word.
It's just a not a great word. Yeah. I mean, we should have thought ahead. They said, when we told our management that we wanted to call this podcast Shag Married Annoyed, they said, you know what? My dad wrote the porno, had a bit of bother. We shouldn't have done it, but here we are.
Why?
Because we've just done a radio ad for the tour and we couldn't even say the name of the podcast on the radio. And the amount of times we'd be, sometimes you get on a radio show with Chris Evans or someone and he's like, you know, he's the man and he knows that you can say it once on his show and you'll get away with it.
It actually just means tired though, you know?
If you take it into that, it does mean tired. And he's like, you know, I'm Chris Evans. I'm going to say it on my show and I'll deal with it if it happens. But, you know, most people go, we're not saying that.
Fair enough.
We did a full run of press when we first did the podcast. Loads of TV shows going, we can't say the name of it. Oh, and now a kid fucking says shagged every 5 minutes.
I know.
We didn't think it through.
We didn't, but that's fine. It's too late now. So back to the teacher. I once got to the end of a lesson and asked if there were any questions. A little girl piped up, Mrs. C, how old were you when you got big boobs?
Oh my
Stunned.
God.
I thought on my feet and quickly did some great teaching about what is and isn't appropriate question to ask and stuck in a bit about body image and how it doesn't matter about big boobs, small boobs, tall, short, big, small, round, flat. All bodies are healthy and amazing and it doesn't really matter what they look like.
Hey, fair play.
Uh-huh. I was feeling smug.
Too right.
About how well I'd handled it. And the little girl clearly felt bad for asking because she said, it's just that you've got big boobs and you look younger than my mummy and she only got big boobs on her birthday last year.
Oh, great. Oh, that's wonderful.
Needless to say, I spent the next parents' night trying to subtly check out how good a job her surgeon had done. Moral of the story, kids notice everything and it's a guarantee that they'll tell their teacher, even if you ask them not to. Absolute gold every week.
That's
wow, wow, wee, wow.
That's perfect. There's nothing I can say to that. That's fucking perfect. I love that.
Must be lush, you know, going from no boobs to having boobs. Must be lovely. Because I've got boobs and I would cut them off.
Oh, don't.
No, I'm not boobs. Cut them off. I would make them smaller. I would get a reduction.
Either. Nah, don't do that either.
I would. Nah. But it must be lovely if you've never had boobs. Because obviously some people don't have boobs at all. And then if they get a boob job, it must be lush.
I think it'd be weird.
Yeah, it would be weird, but nice.
Hard to get used to, I suppose. Very confidence building, I suppose.
Maybe.
If it's all you've wanted. But the grass is always greener. Grass is always green on the other side.
Yeah, that is true. Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, Chris and Rosie. I'm a fairly new listener and currently on episode 58.
Oh,
so I'm not even sure if over 200 episodes on, you're still doing questions from the public. Yes, we are.
Yes, thank you.
Or if you will even read this, as I imagine you must be getting hundreds and thousands of emails. Well, I've got a lot, but don't worry, here you are. I think my story is perfect for the podcast and Chris especially will enjoy the grimness.
Okay.
So here goes.
God, so this is Chris, 58 episodes in, Chris. This is a different guy. This person is listening to a different guy.
All right.
I've got two kids now. Mm. I've done a run on Strictly.
Mm.
I've been through a pandemic.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God.
I'm now, you know, just different. I've been through bikes. I've been through fish. I've been through golf.
BJJing.
I'm now literally checking the clocks. I'm going to go to Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu after this. Oh my God, I'm a different person. I was a full-time stand-up comedian when this happened. This is...
All right, Jesus Christ, what is this?
I might not even
We're
like this. I might be offended. I might be triggered. I might cry.
You might. When I was 17, I booked a course of sunbeds in preparation for my 18th birthday.
Okay, great.
I'm 36 now, so a long time ago. I used to go on the sunbeds all the time.
Yeah,
I wouldn't dare now.
Yeah.
I'd been going on regularly and got to know the girl and reception quite well.
Oh, that's a bad sign.
So, what? I used to win prizes, that makes sense.
I'll stick on number 9. There's been loads of people in there the day. It's nice
boiling.
And hot.
It's boiling.
Boiling in number 9. I'll turn it up a bit for you.
Did it make any
you.
Difference if it was hotter though? I just found it worse.
Just nice. I had a little sweat, didn't you? I did. On a cold night, I still look bad. They're terrible for you. But you know, in the early noughties, the Nook used to be a queue.
Do you remember?
Oh, fucking unbelievable, man. People go for the gym. To there, home, tea, straight out on a night. Simpler times.
Stinking though. Remember how stinking you'd be.
Oh, they smell like this.
Rank. One afternoon on my way at the sunbed shop on the bus from sixth form, I needed a wee and didn't have time to go at school or I would have missed the bus. I decided I would go when I got the sunbed shop. I walked into the shop and to my horror, it was a young lad working behind the reception. I was so shy in my teens, I daren't ask him if I could use the loo. So I got my tokens and went into the sunbed cubicle and locked the door.
God almighty, what are you going to do in there? Oh, no.
The cubicle was a circular shape with a mirror, a pot of wipes, a chair, and the stand-up sunbed. I used to go on the lie-down once, you know. Pure lazy. I used to lie down, me.
Standing up as little sock over cock and bollocks. Standing up as.
Oh, nice. I tried to put my ever-growing need for a wee.
Average size sock over cock and bollocks.
No, you said small. Edit that last bit.
Edit the last bit out. Average size. I might as well go. Edit this bit out as well. Massive sock over cock and bollocks. Continue. I think I got away with that.
Well done. I think you did really well. I tried to put my ever-growing need for a wee to the back of my mind as I undressed and walked into the sunbed. As I stood there with my eyes closed, dancing around, trying to remember the radio used to be on, trying to distract myself, the need for a wee became so bad, I had to go.
Good God.
As I didn't want to wee on the floor and face the young lad outside cleaning it up, horror. I made a split/panic decision as I jumped out of the sunbed. Where do you think she's weighing?
The little bin that you put your little eye goggles in.
Is that what you're saying?
Put paper towels in, I don't know. We've had people shite on these on a story. We've had a story before of someone shitting in something. So this is, we've got full hog here.
You ready?
Oh, it was Tupperware, wasn't it? Yeah.
It was our own Tupperware.
Oh, God.
I made a split/panic decision as I jumped out of the sunbed. Okay, you're wrong.
Wow.
Picked up the pot of wipes, took the top off and peed into the pot.
Oh!
Do you know the wipes that you pull out?
I know what you mean, yeah. Yeah. Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
No.
Then I replaced the lid, pulled a wipe through the hole in the top, got dressed and walked out. I never returned to the shop.
Piss wipes.
Fuck, why didn't you take it with her? Why wouldn't
you
Because
then you're stealing... Because then the guy catches you and goes, why you got them? And you go, oh, I'm taking them. Well, you can't take them. Oh, well, I pissed in them. What?
Oh, God.
Oh, it's horrible.
Oh,
that's horrible.
The poor person who went into that cubicle for the foreseeable and used a wipe would have used a wipe saturated with my urine.
That is such, such chemical warfare. That.
Moral of the story, don't ever use communal wipes. Oh, I never will again.
That's so right. These are really wet, these wipes. Much wetter than usual.
Yeah.
And even though I wipe the thing, it still smells like pit.
I know.
If anything, the more wipe it, the more the piss it smells.
I've got a cut on my hand and it hurts. Actually hurts when I use them.
Oh, God.
Is there
light in here or are these yellow wipes? These look yellow.
Oh,
the
God,
light.
That is so disgusting.
Are my eyes gone funny off the sunbed? Are these yellow?
Do you know what's weird? I find a lot of things disgusting. Obviously, everything we talk about on here is disgusting, yeah. But that's really shook me.
Yeah, that's, yeah. Well, again, people get upset by different things, but yeah, that's upset me. That's upset me quite a lot.
It says, I would say, please keep me anonymous, but my dad used this story in his Father of the Bride speech at my wedding and presented me with a pot of wipes labelled Emma's personal piss pot, so everybody knows anyways. The reason my parents know is because my best friend's parents are also my mum and dad's best friends. So when I told her, she told her mum and dad, who then told my mum and dad, in case you were wondering. Wow. Oh, gosh.
Filthy grass.
Sabotage.
You filthy, filthy grass.
Snitches get stitches. Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, Rosie and Chris. Hope you're both well. A few weeks ago, I had something happen to me and thought this story is perfect for the podcast.
Okay.
So me and my partner have a 7-month-old baby, so everyone knows by 10 o'clock we are going to bed. Absolutely right.
That's even late.
It's quite late, actually.
We're currently on a 9:30 rotation. Oh, we're loving it.
But how much better do you feel for it?
Oh, I had 9 hours sleep last night. Yeah. I feel like I'm Superman.
I'm telling you now, right? I'm not trying to preach here, but I've been knackered for years and I'm always like, why am I so tired? Just need to go to bed early.
Get to bed early. You're not missing anything.
No.
There's nothing on Instagram.
No.
There's nothing. Everything's on demand on the telly now. Fucking go to bed early, man. Uh-huh. Just go to bed early.
Change my life. I love it. I know you guys can relate to this. Yes, we can. We love going to bed early. So 10 o'clock comes and we were just about to go to bed when I get a phone call from my friend. I thought, this is strange. So I have to answer because something might be wrong. Thank God I answered the phone. My friend says, I need your help. I said, of course, what's wrong? I could hear her and her partner laughing and saying that their car had broken down on a mountain. I was so confused and asked why they were there. They burst out laughing and said, why do you think? Bear in mind, my friends are in their 30s, own with their own home and have 3 children. I burst out laughing and asked why on earth they decided to have sex on a mountain in the car.
What the hell?
They replied, because they can't have sex in their bed because of the dog. So I go up the mountain and pull up next to them to see my friend only wearing a hoodie and Crocs. No knickers or anything.
Where's that clothes?
What a romantic Friday night bonk. They've gone to the car, in the car, to the mountain to
where's
have sex.
The, what, where's the kids? Where's the dog? What, is the dog babysitting the kids like fucking Peter Pan?
I'm guessing the kids must be getting babysat. This is their Friday night out, but they've just gone to a mountain to have sex in the car.
And why do these people all live so close to a mountain?
I don't know.
Why is it like, we're on a mountain, so I got to the mountain? Is it's it, like a fucking kid's story.
Is it a mountain or is it a hill?
I think this is a hill. I think you're really overselling this mountain.
I don't think
this
it's
is a hill. This is a hill.
Unless they live in Edinburgh and it's like Arthur's Seat or something.
Can't drive up Arthur's Seat.
Can you not?
Nah.
Not it might be like, oh, so we live near Clean Hills.
Not a mountain. I'm not having a, I'm not having a mountain. I'm not having that. They've popped to a mountain and that 10 minutes later, you're at the mountain. So I got to the mountain. It's literally like a fucking kid's book. It's like literally the next page. So we're on the moon. No. You've missed out a large chunk of the story here.
There's no real huge actual punchline in this. Right. I just thought you might find it interesting.
I find it, it sums up parenting. It mm-hmm. does. Literally, they've gone out in a car to, but again.
Because you can get rid of the kids from the house to have sex. Mm-hmm. You can't really get rid of the dog, can you?
No, you can't go take the dog as well.
Because your mum and dad would be like, why are we looking after the dog?
Yeah.
You're just staying in the night and you go, well, because the dog licks his arse every time we try and have sex. So,
okay, I'll take the dog with us.
The dog needs to go.
You're not getting the dog back.
Mm. You'll not see this dog again.
Poor dog. Come on.
They'll lick anything, dogs. The next
day... Yeah, don't take this as a compliment, mate. You haven't got a lush arse. They'll just lick anything.
They will lick
it's not your arse.
They eat their own and shit,
and
man.
And your cock's not massive. I just exaggerate things. That's not even a mountain round here. It's a hill.
The next day, me, Crocs, and another friend went out for a meal when Crocs' partner rang her when we were in the car. So I shouted, top shagger. And then she said, yeah, he's the best shag about. Next thing you know, we hear, Mom! It's only a 7-year-old son on the other end of the phone. We were mortified. So there you go. They're coming to Cardiff in
fantastic.
November. So we'll see you there.
Oh, brilliant. Top shaggers. Yeah, we'll have people looking around the car park to make sure you're not bonking in the old Ford Focus outside. So there we go. Fantastic. No mountains in Cardiff.
Oh, well, there you go. It's a hill.
It's a fucking hill.
It's a hill,
unless
man.
They're from the valleys. Might be from the valleys. That might make more sense.
So they have to go. Yeah, it's very... Yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on
wheels
there.
Wheels in it, yeah. Could be uh-huh. all kinds. Could be a mountain. Fair. I take it all back. Wheels, mountains, back, dragons, mountain. There's yeah. all kinds.
There you
fucking
go.
Loads of stuff, isn't there? Babadoo, 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 ba. Do,
do, do, do, do, do. Thank you for listening to this week's episode of Just Questions from the Public, because we've started with Tour and we're a little bit busy, but we are part of the Acast Creator Network, so didn't forget.
Well done. If you want to get in touch, shagmarinoid@gmail.com. If you want to hoover up the last few tickets, you know, we've got Liverpool coming up, we've got Leeds coming up, we've got Nottingham, Sheffield, Birmingham, not many for London. Don't know if London's happened yet for when this comes out. Can't really. Just go on the website and see what's there, and we'll see you there. And if not, we'll be back in years next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.